leader.
Order, order.
While debate raged about the accuracy and political motivation of leaked real estate data, appearing to reinforce anecdotal evidence that non-resident Chinese speculators are fueling Auckland's rising house prices, MPs on Parliament's Finance and Expenditure Committee were getting to grips with the government's response to the issue in the form of legislation called the Taxation, open brackets, Land Information and Offshore Persons Information, close brackets, Bill. Introduced on June the 22nd, it had been foreshadowed in briefings by the Prime Minister John Key in May and outlined to the House by his Finance Minister Bill English in his budget statement on Thursday, May the 21st.
Mr. Speaker, as previously announced, the budget contains measures to bolster and enforce the tax rules on property. This is to ensure that people buying and selling properties for a profit, including foreigners, are paying their fair share of tax. In particular, some people will now have to provide an IRD number when they buy and sell property. This requirement will apply to all non-residents and to New Zealanders who are buying and selling a property that's not their main home. In addition, if someone sells a residential property within 2 years of purchase, they will now have to pay income tax on any profit they make from the sale. There will be some exceptions, including for a person's main home. The government will consult on these changes and implement them from 1 October.
And that's the commencement date on the bill, which had its first reading debate 5 weeks after Mr. English delivered his seventh budget on Thursday, June the 25th, with its two main components outlined by the Minister for Land Information, Louise Upston.
The bill does make provision for the publication by LINZ of aggregated information relating to the tax residency of persons undertaking property transactions. For example, statistics describing the relative number of transactions by persons who are tax resident in other countries compared to those who are not. This will not be the same as a register of foreign ownership, because there are many New Zealand citizens who are tax residents of other countries, but they are not foreigners. But the collated tax residency information will provide useful additional layer of information to inform debate about property ownership in New Zealand.
So while debate about property ownership in New Zealand raged on without the benefit of that useful additional layer of information, members of Parliament's Finance and Expenditure Select Committee, chaired by National's David Bennett, gathered in the Tauaka Conference Room of the Novotel Hotel at Auckland Airport at 8:30 on Wednesday morning to hear submissions on the bill. Rhys Lyon reports.
Making a submission on the bill at the meeting in Auckland, Property Investors Federation President Terry LeGrove welcomed the bill's intended clarification of existing tax laws, but warned that the two-year test for whether a land or house sale should incur tax could cause problems.
At the moment we feel that it's on the outside limit of what it should be. At the moment it is aimed at the traders and speculators, but if that two-year test went further on, to say 5 years or 10 years, it starts to become a capital gain tax on rental properties. And with any business, whenever there's cost increases or regulatory increases, usually it's the consumer, in this case the tenant, who will feel the brunt of that. So once this proposal was in the public arena, it was the Herald actually had four articles within a week saying that it didn't go far enough, that this two-year test should be extended out further and further, and that investors should be hammered. We implore you not to do that. As I say, this is not the intention, or what we see is the intention of the bill. So what we would like to see is that the two-year test is actually reduced to something like a year.
Rhys Lyon reporting on Wednesday's meeting of the Finance and Expenditure Committee to hear submissions on the Taxation, open brackets, Land Information and Offshore Persons Information, close brackets, Bill, which is due for reporting back to the Chamber by Monday, August the 17th. And another date for your diary, the Finance and Expenditure Committee will be hearing more submissions on that Taxation and Land Information Bill on Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m. in Committee Room Number 1 in Bowen House off Lambton Quay in Wellington. More on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.